理课堂听 class.com
Task 3. Listen to the tape and do the following exercises. 1. Listen to the following passage and then decide whether the statements below are true or false. Sight for sore eyes. For many of us, walking in the rain can be a pleasant and even soothing experience.For those of us who wear glasses, though, drops of water on the lenses and obscure vision can have us running for cover. Interested in returning to your days before glasses? Good news! Wearing contact lenses is no longer your only option. Recently, LASIK eye surgery has become the most widely used surgical procedure for vision correction. Myopia?Hyperopia and astigmatism are all caused by an imperfectly shaped eyeball, cornea, or lens. Because of the imperfection, light entering the eye is not clearly focused on the retina. During the LASIK procedure, a thin piece of the cornea is cut and folded back. Then, a laser is used to reshape the lower layer of corneal tissue.After the cornea flap is lowered back into place, it quickly adheres to the eyeball. The procedure immediately improves the focus of light on the retina. After only one day of recovery, patients already notice a significant difference, and about 70% regain 20/20 vision. However, laser eye surgery is not without its risks, so...LASIK is not for everyone. If you are considering LASIK surgery, you should first consult a doctor to see what is best for your particular situation. After all, you should have only got two eyes, and they need to last a lifetime. 2. Listen to the following short conversation and then fill in the blanks with the missing information.Professor Phibbs is meeting some of his old students for the first time in a year. Julie is the first student to arrive. I'm glad you could make it. Take a seat.
Nice to see you. Hey, Professor, you look different. Have you lost weight?
Nope. I always look much thinner when I'm standing next to Mrs. Phibbs.
I can't argue with you there, Professor. But if I'm not mistaken, your eyes seem bigger.
Very perceptive.After 20 years of lugging those Coke bottles around on my nose, I finally got rid of them and got these new glasses.
But they're so thin. How can you see with them?
I went in and had LASIK done. It's amazing. I used to be really far-sighted, but now I can see just fine.
So what is up with these new ones?
I just wear them to help me see things up close, like menus.
I'm really sick of both my contacts and my glasses.Did the LASIK hurt? I hate the thought of having any kind of surgery.
Not at all. Things were a little unclear the first day, but now I can see things clearer than I have for 30 years.
That's great. Here come the others. Maybe now you'll finally be able to tell the difference between Carl and Chris.
Part 2. Theme-related activities. Task 1.Listen to the passage and do the following exercises. 1. Listen to the following tape and decide whether the statements below are true or false. Unreal life. Thousands of people join online worlds every day. Why?
Who would want to build a virtual house on the internet?Or spend hours online each week living inside a make-believe world. It sounds crazy, but thousands of video game enthusiasts do just that. Online worlds are becoming more popular than ever. Many people have belonged to these online worlds for years. Inside these imaginary worlds, video gamers develop characters over time. These characters learn skills, fight battles...build relationships, even own property. Some communities inside these online worlds have several hundred thousand citizens. The people role-playing in online worlds buy and sell things with virtual money. Many gamers earn virtual money by running successful tailor shops and weapons dealerships in their online worlds. Money and treasures can also be taken from victims in battle. It's a dangerous virtual world out there. But gaining virtual wealth can be too time-consuming for the gamer who wants to buy his castle now. Serious game addicts have begun doing something the online world designers probably never imagined.
Some gamers are exchanging real-world money to buy virtual money and property for their online worlds. Using online auction sites such as eBay.com, gamers buy and sell whatever they need. A whole mini-economy has grown up around this trade of goods. Some of the most valuable items for sale in online worlds aren't cheap. Sometimes they are rare, which makes them even more valuable. For example, consider a nice virtual house in a prime location. This property might cost as much as a new TV costs in the real world. For the person who doesn't participate in these online worlds, the appeal must seem peculiar. What's the attraction with these online worlds? Why would people spend money on something that doesn't really exist? The money being exchanged for those online swords and castles is real. The swords and castles aren't. Absurd? Maybe. But the time and effort spent by the players is real. So is their love for online worlds. It seems only the human imagination can make something out of nothing. 2. Listen again and then write down the answers to the following questions. Unreal life. Thousands of people join online worlds every day. Why?
Who would want to build a virtual house on the internet? Or spend hours online each week living inside a make-believe world? It sounds crazy, but thousands of video game enthusiasts do just that. Online worlds are becoming more popular than ever. Many people have belonged to these online worlds for years. Inside these imaginary worlds, video gamers develop characters over time. These characters learn skills, fight battles, build relationships, even own property. Some communities inside these online worlds have several hundred thousand citizens. The people role-playing in online worlds buy and sell things with virtual money. Many gamers earn virtual money by running successful tailor shops and weapons dealerships in their online worlds. Money and treasures can also be taken from victims in battle. It's a dangerous virtual world out there. But gaining virtual wealth can be too time-consuming for the gamer who wants to buy his castle now. Serious game addicts have begun doing something the online world designers probably never imagined.
Some gamers are exchanging real-world money to buy virtual money and property for their online worlds. Using online auction sites such as eBay.com, gamers buy and sell whatever they need. A whole mini-economy has grown up around this trade of goods. Some of the most valuable items for sale in online worlds aren't cheap. Sometimes they are rare, which makes them even more valuable. For example, consider a nice virtual house in a prime location. This property might cost as much as a new TV costs in the real world. For the person who doesn't participate in these online worlds, the appeal must seem peculiar. What's the attraction with these online worlds? Why would people spend money on something that doesn't really exist? The money being exchanged for those online swords and castles is real. The swords and castles aren't. Absurd? Maybe. But the time and effort spent by the players is real. So is their love for online worlds. It seems only the human imagination can make something out of nothing. Task 2. Listen to the passage and do the following exercises. 1. Listen to the following tape, and then write down the answers to the questions below.
PC pollution. The development of newer, more powerful computers has led to a growing mountain of computer waste. More than 12 million get thrown away every year in the US alone. Are we talking about cars? Telephones? No, computers. By 2004, as many as 315 million of them will be obsolete. How many is 315 million? If you counted at the rate of one number per second, it would take 10 years to count that high. And consider this. Computers contain hazardous material, like mercury, chromium, and lead. Just one computer may contain 2.25 kilograms, 5 pounds, of lead. All that adds up to an awfully big pile of toxic waste. The computer industry itself is largely to blame for the problem. More powerful computers are needed to run new software, yet the machines often can't be upgraded easily. They become obsolete in just 2 or 3 years. What do people do with their old, perfectly usable but outdated computers? Most people don't know what to do with them. Many old computers end up gathering dust in homes. Many more are simply thrown out with the trash. Finally, some companies are thinking of ways to reduce the amount of computer junk. Sony has agreed to help recycle old Sony products. Dell, Hewlett-Packard, and others now take back some equipment.
Laws are being passed too. In Europe, computer companies will have to pay for collecting and recycling their discarded products. And 70% of computer waste must be recycled. The idea behind the laws is that computer companies themselves should pay the cost. That will encourage them to design equipment that is easier and cheaper to repair and upgrade. Other laws require manufacturers to soon phase out some metals, including mercury and chromium. Unfortunately, some companies and trade organizations are fighting such laws in the US. Yet while many people are throwing away good computers, others can't afford them at all. Hundreds of organizations are working to resolve this problem. They collect and repair old computers. Some of these agencies also teach computer repair skill as well. The computers then go to schools, charities, and needy individuals. Or they might be put to good use in third world countries. Donating a used computer to one of these organizations can turn one person's trash into someone else's treasure, and cut down on waste, too. 2. Listen to the tape again and decide whether the following statements are true or false.
PC pollution. The development of newer, more powerful computers has led to a growing mountain of computer waste. More than 12 million get thrown away every year in the US alone. Are we talking about cars? Telephones? No, computers. By 2004, as many as 315 million of them will be obsolete. How many is 315 million? If you counted at the rate of one number per second, it would take 10 years to count that high. And consider this. Computers contain hazardous material, like mercury, chromium, and lead. Just one computer may contain 2.25 kilograms, 5 pounds, of lead. All that adds up to an awfully big pile of toxic waste. The computer industry itself is largely to blame for the problem. More powerful computers are needed to run new software, yet the machines often can't be upgraded easily. They become obsolete in just 2 or 3 years. What do people do with their old, perfectly usable but outdated computers? Most people don't know what to do with them. Many old computers end up gathering dust in homes. Many more are simply thrown out with the trash. Finally, some companies are thinking of ways to reduce the amount of computer junk. Sony has agreed to help recycle old Sony products. Dell, Hewlett-Packard and others now take back some equipment.
Laws are being passed too. In Europe, computer companies will have to pay for collecting and recycling their discarded products. And 70% of computer waste must be recycled. The idea behind the laws is that computer companies themselves should pay the cost. That will encourage them to design equipment that is easier and cheaper to repair and upgrade. Other laws require manufacturers to soon phase out some metals, including mercury and chromium. Unfortunately, some companies and trade organizations are fighting such laws in the US. Yet while many people are throwing away good computers, others can't afford them at all. Hundreds of organizations are working to resolve this problem. They collect and repair old computers. Some of these agencies also teach computer repair skill as well. The computers then go to schools, charities, and needy individuals. Or they might be put to good use in third world countries. Donating a used computer to one of these organizations can turn one person's trash into someone else's treasure, and cut down on waste, too. 3. Listen to the passage a third time and complete the information.
PC pollution. The development of newer, more powerful computers has led to a growing mountain of computer waste. More than 12 million get thrown away every year in the US alone. Are we talking about cars? Telephones? No, computers. By 2004, as many as 315 million of them will be obsolete. How many is 315 million? If you counted at the rate of one number per second, it would take 10 years to count that high. And consider this. Computers contain hazardous material, like mercury, chromium, and lead. Just one computer may contain 2.25 kilograms, 5 pounds, of lead. All that adds up to an awfully big pile of toxic waste. The computer industry itself is largely to blame for the problem. More powerful computers are needed to run new software, yet the machines often can't be upgraded easily. They become obsolete in just 2 or 3 years. What do people do with their old, perfectly usable but outdated computers? Most people don't know what to do with them. Many old computers end up gathering dust in homes. Many more are simply thrown out with the trash. Finally, some companies are thinking of ways to reduce the amount of computer junk. Sony has agreed to help recycle old Sony products. Dell, Hewlett-Packard and others now take back some equipment.
Laws are being passed too. In Europe, computer companies will have to pay for collecting and recycling their discarded products. And 70% of computer waste must be recycled. The idea behind the laws is that computer companies themselves should pay the cost. That will encourage them to design equipment that is easier and cheaper to repair and upgrade. Other laws require manufacturers to soon phase out some metals, including